And away we go here. It is Tuesday, June the 11th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with Terry Tackett today. And today is the day after the big anniversary party, fifth anniversary party. We had a tremendous time here last night. I think everybody was here, minus Glenn Coble, who had an engagement heading out to California. But boy, we had them all here, from Adam Lepp to Sean Kraft to Weasel Boy to Patrick to Brandy Downs to Charlie Evers. The whole gang was here. Who am I? Linda Sims was here.
Yeah, Mike Wilson.
Mike Wilson was here. Oh, man. The Leshesky family performed. It was a tremendous, tremendous. Patty Worcester was here.
Nate.
Oh, Nate Redman, absolutely. Yeah. It was a tremendous, tremendous gathering last night, and we all had a lot of fun, and we certainly thank Domino's Pizza for supporting that event. Again, telephone number at Domino's, 740-383-3030. Fun sharing memories of the 5 years. Now it's 5 years and 1 day.
5 years away.
Five years and 1 day of WWGH Radio. It's just one of those very unique experiences where everybody gets together and it does feel like family. And I heard a lot of people say that last night.
Yeah.
That it felt like family.
Yeah. Well, I noticed whenever I was sitting in the studio part here, I was looking in the other room there, and everyone's mingling around almost like you would see at like a Christmas party or a holiday or a family gathering, you know, or something like that. And,
well, it's very hard at an event like that. I think there were 18, 19 people here last night.
Like that, yeah.
You know, even with a 2-hour broadcast, it's hard to get everybody on the microphones because there are so many people. We've only got 5 microphones.
Right. You want to allocate, you know, time for.
And we had a performance by the Leshesky family, but I think everybody got to share good memories of their times here at WWGH Radio.
Right.
And certainly, if anybody'd like to share a memory, we're still in our fifth anniversary week, and it's always good to hear those memories. 740-383-9944. And we have to thank everybody involved, as we did last night. I thought everybody plays an important part.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what I was, that's the message I was trying to convey last night, was that everyone here is important no matter what capacity.
Well, you know, there are people who are idea people. Yeah. There are people who specialize in the transmitter and the tower. There are people who specialize in doing great programming on the air. There are people who specialize in the website and the archives, and it's just a conglomerate. People who specialize in the weather, people who specialize in the news, and when you put it all together,
people who specialize
in history.
Right,
it's a great, great group.
Yeah, it all comes together, you know.
And there is nobody more important than anybody else, and that's what makes the thing really churn along.
Sure. I mean, you got to. That's what I said. You got to have everybody. You know, you can't drive a car without tires. You know, you can't. I mean, it's all got to...
If a table doesn't have 4 legs, it doesn't balance.
Exactly, right.
But it was so much fun last night to just kid with those people and to have fun with those people. And I think everybody gets the idea that nothing is taken seriously at those parties.
Right.
And
to
go back and share some of those memories of things that have happened over the last 5 years, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like I say, I've had a great time. I think it's been a lot of fun.
Very good experience. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got a chance to listen last night, what'd you think of the anniversary party? Do you have a memory you would like to share or anything else on your mind? 740-383-9944, 19 minutes past the hour. We certainly would love to hear from you here. Now, we still have some of these donut questions that we have not got answered. Last Friday was National Donut Day.
Oh, okay.
Yep, right. We still don't have... Some of these are still up in the air there. Now, the ones that are left. Name the original automatic donut machine. The original automatic donut machine actually had a name. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? That's question number one. Now, one that's kind of been going around here is, what person in the Bible mentions donuts? Did you know there's a person in the Bible who mentions donuts?
No.
I have the chapter and the verse where this person mentions donuts. And on Friday, before I went off the air, because we had a lot of guesses about this, I gave the chapter and the verse where it's mentioned.
Oh.
But we still do not have the correct answer. So it's still there for you today. And also, what does the size of the donut hole represent in society? How small or large the donut hole is a representation for something in society. Which I never thought about.
Yeah.
But you would think that's probably right. So does anybody have a guess? What does the donut hole, the size of the hole in the center of the donut, represent in society? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And what was the name of the original automatic donut machine? It had a special name. 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, a Huntsman Auto's oil change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we also have, I believe, a $5 gift card to McDonald's that we can give away. So a lot of good stuff to give away today. And we also still have our other questions that we have not got answers to. Taco Bell. What was Taco Bell's name in Mexico on the two different occasions that they tried to open up in Mexico? They did not use the name Taco Bell. It's a two-word title, both American words, and it has to do with the fact that Mexican people do not really look at Taco Bell as Mexican food. What was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up in Mexico? We still haven't got this one. This has been around for a while, too. What is in many mass-produced ice creams, what ingredient that you would not expect to be in mass-produced ice creams? What item is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? It's not an ingredient that you would really think would be in mass-produced ice cream. We had a few stabs at this one, but no correct answer yet. What was the first group to eat fast food? Who were they? The first group that ever ate fast food. George Harrison joined what group on stage to perform after he left the Beatles? What group did George Harrison join on stage? I think it was just a one-time performance. On stage after he left the Beatles to perform with. It's a very well-known group. What group did George Harrison join on stage? And the last one, what are Juk, Cuck, and Tuck? What are those? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? So the questions are, what are Juk, Cuck, and Tuck? What group did George Harrison join on stage after the Beatles ended? What is that item in mass-produced ice creams that you wouldn't expect to be there? What was the first group to eat fast food? What was Taco Bell's name in Mexico? We still don't know that one. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? What was the original name of the first automatic donut machine? And what does the size of the donut hole represent? The size in the center of the donut hole. What does that represent? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air. Would love to hear from you today on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. So, Terry, what did you like most about the party last night?
Just what I really enjoyed the most was just everybody that was here. I liked everybody. You know, I just thought it was great that everybody showed up, and, you know, we just... That's what I look forward to is you know, I look forward to those to see everybody, you know, because I don't get to see everybody a lot, so that's why I like to...
And the Christmas parties are like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's why, the two times that really a lot of people are here are those two, and I really enjoy when everybody's here, so...
And boy, that Leshefsky family can certainly perform.
I love when those guys perform, yeah, they're really... Really,
that is just the most talented family
from whatever everybody.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, the whole family.
So it was really just a fun night, an enjoyable night.
That's why the only thing I was hoping though last night was when they performed is I wanted to hear that girl has a beautiful voice. Their daughter. I wanted to hear
Ursula.
You know, yeah, she was singing the Happy Birthday, but it was kind of drowned out by the music, you know, but I wanted
to... Well, if you listen to the replay, you can hear her because she was singing into
she's
the radio microphone.
She's got a great voice, yeah.
And how old is she?
8 or 9, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And she's always had that good voice for as long as she's been doing things with us.
Sure.
Now dating back 5 years.
Yeah. I know, like I say, they're Charlie's favorite. You know, he loves those guys.
And, of course, it was great to see Charlie last night.
Yeah.
Back from vacation, stopped in for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah.
Now, Patrick Maroniak,
Maroniak,
and Weasel were reunited last night again.
That was pretty good.
And now, you know more about this than I do. What was their relationship over the years?
They have always had a pretty good relationship, I thought. You know, I mean, they worked together at WNCI and did several things together there.
Well, what are their careers a representation of? I mean, how far do they go back, and what kind of stuff did they
do? I don't know. I mean, I can't say before that because I honestly don't know. But I mean, when they were both on the Morning Zoo, they did quite a few things together. I mean, as far as stunts and things like that.
A lot of comedy routines.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a favorite one?
Oh, man, they did several of them. It seems like there was one that was really funny. It had something to do with one of them was at the corner of High Street, and so it was during, they had to do a crazy stunt during the Ohio State football game or something, and I don't know if one of them got duct taped to the telephone pole or something.
It's always an interesting get together
with
those two.
I listened to them quite a bit, but
so were they paired up?
Yeah, they always seemed to. Like, he always was, I don't want to say responsible for, you know, but they always kind of did their routines together.
So they were a comedy duo.
Duo, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were always into some sort of trouble and things. And
now, last night when you were reflecting back on your years.
Yeah.
The New York trip seemed to be seminal for you.
I really, like I say, I'll probably always hold that near and dear to my heart as the number one, you know, memory, just because, I mean, of the experience that I had and the people that I met and, you know, things like that. It was just a great.
Now, one thing we did not get a chance to talk much about last night was the Pittsburgh trip.
Yeah.
What are your memories from the Pittsburgh WQED?
Oh, great.
And another, the Heinz History Museum?
Another great trip there. That was great seeing the studio that the, you know, Mr. Rogers show actually took place in, and then to go to the Heinz Historical Museum. And of course, I said a personal memory of mine was I still got my picture taken with Franco Harris, the all-time great running back for the Steelers, and being a Steelers
fan.
Now,
why was he there?
He must have. I don't know if it was a PR thing or if he was an actual Mr. Rogers fan or.
Was he on the show?
I think he might have made a cameo appearance once on the show. So.
And I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
So. When he walked by.
Yeah. So, that was a personal memory. I mean, that I'll just never forget, you know, because he's a legend, and of course, you know, I'm being a fan of the Steeler. I was in heaven, you know, right there. But just everything. I mean, once again, just everyone that was there, and just to see the outpouring of love, and just everything that they had for Mr. Rogers, and Mr. McFeely was great, and all the people we talked to, Joe Negro, and you know, and
Negri.
Negri? I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
He was the music director.
Okay, yeah.
On Mr. Rogers all those years.
Yeah. You know, talking to him and just seeing Mr. McFeely sign every autograph, and he was 2 hours late for his lunch, and he just, you know, just it was just this Attorney General of the United States, or the Postmaster
General,
you know. It's just unbelievable, man. I mean,
you know, a lot of people get very emotional about Mr. Rogers.
Right.
And always have.
Uh-huh.
Even the three times Mr. McFeely had been here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion wrapped up in that show.
Seemed to touch a lot of lives, he did.
Well, I don't know if it's because it was part of people's childhood. I don't know if it's because of how he portrayed himself and how the show was handled. I don't know what it was, but there was definitely something very unique about that time in history.
Yeah. That's definitely the impression that I get, too. And it just, you could just tell, I thought I got that impression that when Mr. McFeely came the first year and did the parade with us, I could just tell when he was walking beside us, I mean, just hearing people yell, you know, "We love you, Mr. McFeely," and just, you know, a lot of people knew him. And
well, the sweater drive was
very good.
Important, mm-hmm. I thought. Yeah. And I remember Mindy Dreyer was working at Channel 4 at that time, WCMH, and she came up and did a story on him. It was a big deal when he came to town.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he's just one of those fascinating guys. Like I say, it's one of those friendships that I don't know. I'll have the rest, you know, I'll cherish the rest of my life. And
the first time he came was two of the coldest days in the history of the world.
You couldn't have asked for colder days. I mean, I think there's like a negative 20 wind chill.
Oh, it was awful.
It was pretty bad.
It was misery.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised anybody showed up with how cold it was.
Oh, it was miserable, yeah.
I mean, I remember he and I went out and ate that night at Ryan's, which was still in business.
Uh-huh.
And it was so cold outside and so blistery. And I just remember we sat there and ate because he got out of his costume.
Yeah.
And we went out there and ate and probably sat for 3 hours and just had a great conversation. And that was the first time I'd met him.
Yeah.
I don't think the waitress was happy.
No, he was a fascinating guy, man. He was a really good guy. I mean, and that's what was so interesting about him is that he had such great stories, like behind the scene, you know, that nobody knew that, you know, that he didn't mind sharing, you know, that.
No, and I don't think there was a question that he did not answer.
Right. He's just a good person. I mean, he cares about everybody, you know, and I think he's real big. He said with animal shelters or something. He does something with
Well, and to have him appear in the suit.
Yeah.
The three times he was here.
That was great, yeah.
And the pictures people got and the videos people got and the iPhones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was very important for a lot of people. Because I don't think he does much of the suit anymore.
No, I don't think he's... Yeah, I think the new people that's taken over now of that place, you know, that Fred Rogers company or whatever it's called, I think that... They don't really let him do much of that anymore.
Well, it's interesting because there's so much going on in the last couple of years with Fred, with the stamp, with the 50 years of the show, with the documentary that came out this past year, and the movie now that will come out soon with Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah. Oh, that hasn't been released yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought that was already at the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought that was last year, last summer.
I thought that was the documentary.
Was that the documentary?
I think it was the documentary.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that was the same.
No, I think there actually is a theatrical movie being made.
Oh, okay.
That Tom Hanks is going to portray Mr. Rogers. And it's going to be about the relationship between Mr. Rogers and Tom Janot, who was the writer for, I think, Esquire was the magazine, and how it changed his life, which we had Tom Janot on last year, and he talked about that relationship.
Shit, man. Like I say, it's just fascinating, man. Just neat thing. I mean, it's like I say, one of those things that in my life I probably would have never done had I not, you know, been involved. I mean, I would have probably always wanted to do it, but I just never.
Well, there were just a lot of things in the last few years, and some of the little things which I appreciated locally. I really liked.
I like the LaRue day.
The LaRue thing to me was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Going over to Cooney's on a hot Friday night right before the Oorang or whatever it is.
Yeah, Oorang Bang or...
Moorang.
Moorang.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it's, yeah.
Oorang Moorang, I think is what it was
like
called.
That, yeah.
And learning about the cow plops and all that and trying to get the correct pronunciation. Is it LaRue or LaRue? And Mayor Milton Whitefoot proclaiming that day... WWGH Day in LaRue. To me, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was... Well, him and his wife, they're nice people, and then everybody at Cooney's was great, and, you know, and...
Well, also doing the, I really enjoyed doing the Bratwurst Festival with Charlie.
Yeah, that was a
4 hours. Yeah. We were on the air live, and it was a beautiful Friday, and we had a lot of fun, and the connection was good, and the broadcast went fine, and Charlie was in his element, interviewing people from Bucyrus and Dirndl's and... Bratwurst, and we had Carly's Bratwurst bringing down Bratwurst to us in all different forms. It was just tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, you guys never lacked food or you know, guests or whatever. It seemed like you had a lot of guests and a lot of food.
For 4 hours, we had the police chief on. We had the queens of the Bratwurst Festival. We had, I believe, polka dancers stop by at one point and did their thing. It was just it was 4 hours of absolute fun.
Right, yeah. I mean, and looking back on it now and listening, it just seemed like, you know, the program all went great. I mean, people were real friendly. It seemed like they wanted to...
Well, and then there's the chili cook-off at Primrose with Buckeye Guy and Mary Ellen Withrow and Charlie. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm.
And we also had the trip to McDonald's, which how many chicken McNuggets were eaten?
Oh, God. See, what I had 17. What I can't remember if Sean had, what, 44?
I don't know if it was that many, but I know it was over 20.
24, 25?
Something like that.
Something like that.
We had a lot of chicken McNuggets eaten. That was fun to watch. And the football games last year.
Oh, yeah. Man, who could forget? Yeah, those were a lot of fun, with the ones we did. Yeah.
Did two Harding games and one River Valley game. And, boy, what a River Valley game that was.
Oh, man.
Close as could be.
That was a thriller. I think it was an 8-6 game. That was a good game.
Covered the first game of Jared Slater.
Slater's career. As the big win.
With his, what was it, 90-year-old grandmother there at the game.
Yep.
Tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was a great year. You know, I think the whole 5 years has been a great.
And the times we went to the fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those have always been interesting times.
Mm-hmm. Riding in the Popcorn Festival parade is always...
Ted Williams announcing he was going to run for president.
Yeah,
Gallagher coming to the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, it popped in my head because I saw the picture in the studio when we went to Kent State on the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, talked to Dick Gregory. Yeah.
Interviewed Dick Gregory on the hill where the students had been shot.
Yeah.
40 years earlier, to the day.
Well, and then going a second time... You know, and interviewing Dick Gregory, you know, live.
I just think I had never been to Kent State, and I certainly had never been to the Hill where that had happened.
Right.
And to go on a seminal anniversary like that, where people's parents showed back up and, you know, friends of the people who were involved in that and teachers who were there at the time who kept essays and wrote books about it. It was a very unique experience.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. I mean, just this, to see the outpouring of you know, of people there for that. I mean, you know, like you say, and the people that lost loved ones there, and just, you know, and were there either directly or had an affiliation with, you know, with it. I mean, it was just, it was unbelievable.
So all those events, you tie them all up, and then just the day-to-day stuff. I mean, boy,
Well, you know, one memory I forgot about all last night, and I, you know, the couple times he was here, was Steve Boom Boom Cannon.
Steve Cannon was here a few times. Well, Gallagher.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until, you know, and the former governor and...
Ted Strickland has been here.
Yeah.
As has...
Jim Jordan.
Well, and also... we had Nikolai Volkoff was in the studio at one point.
Yeah, the bully.
Well, there were a lot of those things that were done over the telephone that were a lot of fun.
Just a lot of great interviews and stuff. And, you know, it's nice to reflect back on that stuff, but it's nice to also, you know, be a part of that stuff, too. I mean, it's just...
The World Series, the 2016 Republican Convention.
Yeah.
Now, we have to talk about this World Series, because last night you brought up the weather. Now, the Cubs... beat the Indians in Game 7
in a torrential downpour.
In Cleveland.
In a torrential downpour.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, but you know as well as I do that was all a joke.
No, it was the weather had a big part in that.
How was that? Were the Indians not up 3-1?
They were up 3-1.
And then they were up 2-1.
Yeah.
Then they were tied.
Then it was tied.
So they had to lose 3 in a row to screw that up.
Right.
And they did.
And they had a chance, like I say, they, you know, but the weather being the factor that it is, moved in and they took the teams off the field. And of course, when they did, the momentum for the Indians was.
So, what would you have had them do? Would you have had them stay on the field wet?
Yeah, and just kind of play through the rain.
That's not what happens in baseball.
I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, it was pouring. They tried to hold off as long as they could.
Right, but I mean. I just think that they should have kept the players loose and kept them on the field instead of.
Are you saying Mother Nature did not want the Indians to win?
I think that there's a curse.
Well, I think there is a curse.
You know,
but there was a longer curse on the Cubbies,
right?
The curse of the Billy Goat, but that got lifted.
Right. I mean, either way, you were going to see a curse lifted, but just for some reason, I don't know what, you know.
But didn't you root for the Cubs in some aspect? Consider
never.
Nobody's. I'm not never. Finished. Don't you root for the Cubs in some aspect that their curse and their streak was twice as long?
No. I never, in my lifetime, wanted to see them win a World Series.
But they did. In Cleveland. Yeah.
And that's what makes it even worse, is that it was against my favorite team, who now have the longest streak in baseball.
Well, they had their shot.
You know, and that's what I hate about the whole thing, is that I wouldn't have cared if they'd have beat any other team. I wouldn't have cared. But
why do you believe the Indians started to choke in game? Well, I guess it was game four is when they started to choke.
Well, I don't know. They obviously didn't choke, but I think
they lost three in a row.
I just think that they started thinking about it.
Yeah, they started thinking,
thinking they had it won, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think that maybe their emotions might have got the best of them, or, you know, or something. And
I think the Cubs planned that all along. I think they lured them into a false sense of security came back and put the hurting on
them. Yeah, I don't think that. I just think that, you know, the Cubs outplayed them. They were more prepared, maybe. And, you know, the Indians, I don't think, maybe took it quite as serious, I don't know, as those next games as they should have. And
yeah, I agree with all that. So, the Cubs outplayed them. So, the Cubs were better.
But the weather, like I say, was a big deciding factor. I mean,
well, what are you supposed to do? Play through the torrential downpours?
There's all kinds of things you can do. I mean, you know, number one, either start the game later. After the
later, run. It was yeah. already like 2 in the morning.
So, you know, or
you want to have it over breakfast?
Postpone it till the next day.
They were extra innings already.
You know, and that's, I don't know, suspend it until the next day, I think, would have been.
No, they got back on the field within like 20 minutes.
So, yeah, I just think that it would have been better just to call it.
For the Cubs?
No.
Nobody was ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Just play the game the next day.
Play a whole nother game?
Yeah.
Why would you want to play a whole nother game?
Because I don't think that game was official anyway. It wasn't in the
official?
Fifth,
it was game seven. It
wasn't in the fifth inning, though.
It was past the fifth inning. It was in extra innings.
Well, I just think that they could have, you know, they could have.
They got the rain stopped.
Yeah, after about 2 hours.
Not 2 hours. 20 minutes.
But it took them that long to get the field ready again.
No,
of course,
it didn't.
By that time, then
they got back out there very quick. They got back out there very quick.
I don't think so.
And then the Cubs just put a hurting on them.
Well, they don't. Of course, the field has a different feeling whenever after
it's rains. Their field.
Yeah, but after
it was
it rains,
their home field.
But after it rains, it's.
They never were out there when it was wet.
I'm not that wet.
They never practiced.
Not for something that
important.
Well,
what about the Cubs, who weren't even a part of that field? They never played on that field.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it worked in their favor because they didn't really have anything to lose.
Right.
You know.
Well, they had to lose the World Series.
Right, but I mean, they played, you know, of course, that team nobody ever expected.
I did.
To them to go there.
I expected them to win.
You were probably the only one ever.
No, there was a whole group of people in Chicago who expected them to win.
So.
Dutchie Carey, Pat Brickhouse,
of course,
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, them guys are all homers.
Jack Rosenberg,
so
Larry Merchant.
Yeah,
he's not a homer. He's out in Los Angeles.
Well, he's from Chicago.
No, Larry Merchant's not from Chicago. Bronx.
Well, he's been a Cub fan all of his life.
No, everybody wanted to see the Cubs win.
Yeah, not me.
Well, you got to see it though.
Yeah, I know, and it's. Like you say, it still drives me nuts to this day. I just can't believe that it happened.
Well, you can say you were there, part of it.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was there for...
But that night you were more interested in getting into the queue, not
yeah,
Jacob
right.
Field.
Yeah, right. He's a restroom, yeah.
Or what do they call it? Progressive.
Boy, it was a fiasco trying to use the restroom up there. That's for... Especially where we were set up at.
I didn't have a problem.
You didn't seem to have a problem, but evidently I did, because the guy didn't know who
the
I was.
The guy was giving you a fish eye.
Giving me a bad way to go, that's for sure.
It was a good moment.
Yeah. It was. I mean, the atmosphere, though, was great. I mean, it was... See, it was the Cavs that got their championship rings there, and then, you know, the World Series going on. It was just...
Well, didn't the Cavs win their championship that year?
The 2016. And then
And they had the Republican convention there this month.
Yeah.
It was all for
the
Indians.
Right.
It was the Indians to take. It was the year of Cleveland. And they still couldn't get it done.
They still couldn't get it done.
No, couldn't get it done.
Well, the old saying was there's always next year, but there wasn't next year.
No, how many years has it been now? Three?
3 years now.
And how are the Indians doing now?
They're struggling a little bit now.
Because they're just not...
Yeah, like I say, I think once that happened, I think they tore the team apart. You know, they started bits and pieces.
Well, because they knew. They said, we can't have players out here who choke like this.
Yeah, I don't think it was a choke. Like I say, but it was just...
Don't you think when they were back in that locker room that they were nervous?
No.
Well, I think they were. They came out there and failed.
No, I don't think they were nervous. I just don't think, like I say, they took it maybe serious enough that they...
Well, then that's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that happens. I just don't think that they realized how important that Game 7 actually was.
Did they know they were even playing in the World Series?
Well, that'd be a good question. I don't know.
So you think they might have just been completely confused?
Well, I don't know if confused is the right word, but I just think that they might have taken it for granted, maybe. I mean...
Well, it was a loss.
Yeah. So, and it was a big loss.
A big loss. But with the Cubs, it was a big win.
But it's weird, though, how, like, history runs its course, because now, you know, of course, since they won the World Series, the Cubs have struggled. But who needs it? And now maybe their manager's on the hot seat.
But who? The Cubs don't have to worry now because they've won the World Series.
Yeah, they got one, but it's just the fact of...
Well, it took them 104 years.
It might take them another 104 years to win another.
I won't be alive for that.
Neither will I.
I got to see it happen.
Well, I mean, I got to see two Super Bowls in my life happen for my favorite team, so that doesn't really take the place of a World Series, but I guess if there's a silver lining, it's that.
Well, baseball is the American game.
Right. I mean, I'd love to see a World Series.
I don't think you will.
Win, but if not, I'll take Super Bowls, I mean.
For the Steelers.
Yes.
Now, how did you become a Steelers fan?
It was a weird thing. I was really, I think what got me was I was intrigued by their colors, and then I'd go home every day, or I'd go home every Saturday after bowling junior league, and just on Sundays I'd stay with a friend of mine, and we just got up and just watched them. It seemed like they were on TV every week, and plus my dad lived outside of Pittsburgh there, and
Pittsburgh's a great place.
So I
thought we might hear from Adam Lepp today to share some of his memories.
Right. I figured for sure he might.
Phone lines are open.
Maybe he's at the gym or something. And,
maybe.
You know.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It's always good to hear people's memories and what they think stick out to them.
Right.
He was on that
Pittsburgh trip, so maybe he'll have a different take on the Pittsburgh trip than.
And I believe he was in LaRue.
Yeah, he went to that. So
there for a few of them.
Yeah, so he'll probably have some different memories, I mean, you know, of those two events. But
and the trivia questions are out there as well. What was the original automatic donut machine's name? What person in the Bible talks about donuts? If you give me the person's name, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where it's talked about. What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? That's an interesting question. Yeah. Does anybody know that one? Taco Bell tried to open up restaurants in Mexico. They used a different name than Taco Bell. It's two words. What was the name? What item is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in there? What was the first group to try fast food? We're going way back here.
Mm-hmm.
George Harrison, legendary Beatles performer, joined what group on stage after the Beatles broke up? To perform, it was a legendary group at the time, and George Harrison got up there. And what are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three things? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have got Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, and we've got a McDonald's gift card for $5.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a ring. We would love to hear from you. Maybe everybody is as tired and exhausted as we all are.
Well, I thought that, or with the weather being nice, everybody's outside today.
The sun's out.
Yeah.
It only took about 3 weeks, but it finally happened.
It comes out.
What has been with this rain?
I don't know. It's been the weirdest thing. I mean, maybe it's going to wait till the 21st till it officially becomes summer, and then.
And I think we're going to head down the rain route again.
It sounds like it, yeah. But it seemed what I seen for Sunday. It's supposed to be pretty nice Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah, like 80, so 84, 88.
We got to wait till Sunday after today.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday, and we got to wait till Sunday.
Looks like we got a little bit more rain coming until then. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And summer is, you know, what are we, 10 days from summer now?
Summer, yeah. We're still in the spring, actually.
I do not know what this has all been about.
I remember, it seemed like the 1 year I remember, boy, it seemed like the whole month of June, it didn't rain.
Well, last year,
and
I thought we had
a... We had 6 weeks or whatever of...
Well, I remember, usually in Ohio, the last few years, we've talked about droughts.
Yeah.
Where they needed rain, and we might get one night of rain.
Right.
But it has just rained consistently.
Yeah. I remember, boy, that, man, it just seemed like that 1 year, it was like 6 weeks and no rain, and all of a sudden when it did, it created all kinds of havoc, you know, I mean, it seemed like from there on out, it was nothing but rain.
Well, I wonder in July, when we normally get maybe those isolated rain showers, uh-huh. rainstorms, I wonder if we'll get those this year.
Right, I don't know, if we'll just be into the 80s and 90 degree temperatures. And
has anybody heard what has caused all this rain? Because it seemed like it has rained since late April.
And we didn't have a mild winter, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't a mild winter at all. Very cold.
Yeah.
Snowy.
Yeah.
So I really don't know. And the temperatures changed on a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, but we haven't gotten really warm. I don't think we've had a 90 degree day.
No, I don't think we've had one yet.
And I can't imagine the pools are very busy.
Right. I don't even know. I haven't seen really even many photos of a lot of people being there yet.
That's right. Kids are out of school. We're well into what most people consider the summer. Memorial Day is 3 weeks ago, and we're just not making any movement.
No, that's what I said. I mean, these places got to be hurting. I mean, you know, these public pools and stuff, because this is typically when they make a lot of their money is around this time, you know. And
I don't know what's going on with that.
So it's the weirdest thing. I don't know.
I've never seen a rain stretch like this. I've said it many times, but it continues on. The days that we have had some rain versus the days that we have had no rain, my God, I bet it's 5-1.
Easily, yeah, easily. I don't know what's going on there.
Last night it rained, or yesterday it rained, before the party. Now, it got sunny right before the party started,
yeah.
Which was nice last
that was
night.
Nice,
but
yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, yesterday morning, it was just all dreary. It rained yesterday morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so predictable here lately as far as about the rain. It's just a matter of when is it going to, and how much are we going to.
Well, I also do want to mention something to people. If you win a prize, you have to come down the back steps through our door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are running a business upstairs with Belltone, and they don't have anything to do with our prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to get them. So if you can't come down the steps here at the Belltone Hearing Aid Building, you know, send somebody who can get down the steps.
Yeah, yeah. So that way you don't disturb them.
Yeah, because they don't, I mean, they just don't have anything to do with our
right,
prizes.
Exactly, yeah.
And they can't come
and the
down
other
and get
thing
them.
Is, too, also, if you're within the time frame, make sure you pick it up within that time frame.
Well, and just, you know, if you're worried about us being here, call ahead.
Yeah.
You know the number, 740-383-9944. But if you can't get down the steps, don't go up there and bang on windows. Don't go up there and go inside, because they don't have anything to do with our prizes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come down that back stairwell, which you will see because you have to park out back.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go down the back stairwell. And if you can't go down the back stairwell, we certainly understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But send somebody down who can,
sure.
Or call ahead and say you're here.
Yeah.
740-383-9944.
We'll
somebody will be glad to bring them up to you.
Yeah. That's what, you know. But we just can't, you know, we just can't have people.
Well, they just can't do anything for you.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they don't have a prize list up there.
Right.
They don't have the prizes up there. So it's not going to do any good to go up there and do anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what the purpose would be.
Right. And, you know, with the appointments and things that they have, they can't always get to, you know, to let you in. So that's why.
So that's a, you know, call ahead. And if you don't have somebody who can go down the steps, you know the number. Call us, 740-383-9944. And if we're down here, we will run the tickets up to you.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do.
Exactly. I'll be more than glad to take them up to you.
So just keep that in mind when you win a prize.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yep.
So that's one of those things.
Right.
As time goes by.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it should be, you know, it should hopefully become second nature to you. But, I mean, if not, then.
We should mention tonight there'll be a Voice of a People with Linda Sims live tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., and also following this show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on lots of tech news, I'm sure, and maybe a few interesting political facts, which Adam tends to bring up from time to time.
Him and was it yesterday? Him and the show with Dr. Feynman, or
it was yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. The finer mid-morning coffee break.
Every Monday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on this station. Mm. And the Adam the Computer Guy show every Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3.
So it's always nice, too. I listen to, just to see, I try to stay up on the on just what's happening in the tech world just a little bit, you know.
And he does a tremendous job with that show because you learn a lot of things that you don't see on mainstream media.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He takes the stories and kind of you know, dives in, you know, more from a, you know, like a tech user standpoint rather than just reporting on them. You know, he kind of gives you his thoughts on them.
And it's also interesting from a point of view that he is the voice of our obituary report.
Yeah.
Which, that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't take the paper anymore, and how is she going to get them?
Right. Well, and it's nice. He's kind of taken that report and kind of ran with it, you know.
And gets them updated very promptly. Mm-hmm, and then, of course, the website.
Yeah.
You know, our website before him was not as nowhere near what it is now. Yeah. And there's pictures there. There's archives of all shows. He gets them up very promptly. Mm-hmm. The ability to use the TuneIn app to listen to the station anywhere was something he implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And also being able to stream the station at WWGH1071.com.
Yeah.
So that's Adam's work right there.
Yeah, a very, very important part of the overall puzzle.
Well, it made us tech savvy because a lot of people don't listen on the radio. They do listen on the internet. And that's a very important piece of the puzzle.
Anymore, I think with as busy as people are, it's kind of went by the way of the wayside, don't you? I mean, there's some people that still can listen, but as busy as people are, some people it's just easier for them just to listen on their phone.
Well, I often wonder what, because so many people now have the ability to plug their cell phone into their radio in their car.
Uh-huh.
And I hear now so many people listening to podcasts in their car, and I really wonder what is the future of terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Because not only do you have satellite radio, but some of these podcasts are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And people are listening to them in their cars.
There's three or four of them that I really enjoy listening to that I listen to once in a while when I'm at home. I'll just plug my cell phone in at home. And
I didn't realize the other day that I had the ability to listen to things in my car that were on my cell phone.
Ah.
Till the other day. I didn't realize my radio had a port. But it does.
It does, okay.
So now I guess I can just take anything that's on an iPod or anything. I think that's how most people do it.
Yeah, right.
I think they download the podcast onto their iPod.
That's what I think, yeah.
And then they just play it
through their radio,
Play it through their radio. I didn't realize I had the ability. I have an auxiliary port.
Oh, okay. It must. Is it just on newer cars or is it?
I don't know. I don't know who even put that radio in my car, but I noticed the other day, I was like, well, what is that port?
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those auxiliary ports. And then I was going through the options on the CD player, and there is an option for an auxiliary.
Wow, so there you go. So if you have a favorite podcast or
favorite
something.
Favorite podcast or something you'd want to listen to. I mean, you could download something from the archives from this station that maybe is no longer in the repeat.
Right, an interview or something.
Interview, because they're all MP3s, and you put them on your iPad or iPlayer or iPod.
Whatever.
Plug them right in there, and there you go.
Good quality sound and, you know, and
and I believe you certainly can do that with iPhones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I had no idea about that even until somebody at work had told me that that's what they normally do. They said because they don't like what's on the regular radio, so they'll just listen to.
Well, and some of these podcasts are 3 and 4 hours long,
I think
it's interesting because they're not music at all.
Right, no.
They're
right.
All talk.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that people who have long commutes to work are listening to them
more and more
as they go to work and go home.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because music, I'm not saying music will ever go by the wayside, but people cannot pick and choose their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of iPods and iPads and YouTube and all these things.
Yep.
People don't go out and buy CDs anymore. There was a time when you had to wait for your favorite song to play on the radio, unless you went out and bought the CD.
Uh-huh.
But the internet changed that
around. Oh, now you have the option of listening whenever you want.
It's a different world when it comes
sure
to that.
Is.
Well, you're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Big afternoon of programming here. Adam the Computer Guy comes on 2:10 to 3 p.m. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 to 6 p.m. today. We've got a whole nother hour of this show coming up right around the corner. Hope sunny day wherever you are. We've got tickets to the Wilds in Zumbezi Bay, and we'll be back after this break.
KOLP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Mike.